Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Monday, the day after his team walloped the Seahawks 34-7, Texans head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media and started by talking about a couple of his youngsters.
We forgot to ask you last night, now that you've seen the film, Caldwell and Barber were starting, how did they play?
They both played very good, John. That was Antoine's first start, and it was impressive because he picked up his play. I mean, there's still some things. Obviously, he's got to improve upon. He's a very young player, but to get a chance to start in this league, his first start, and to play, probably better than he's played all year long for us. And then Barber did some good things last week and was even better this week. And then the thing I was very impressed with, the Dominique, he continued to play well on special teams for Joe, so he kind of carried a double load, so he did a really good job.
Is there anything you haven't done with your running game that you feel like you can do to improve, or where are you at with that?
Well, we continue to search. Obviously we're playing, three guys back there, and we're impressed with what Foster came in and did yesterday. We felt like he came out of the game, was very positive. He can learn a lot of things, but he handled his job in protection for the most part pretty good. So I think we'll just get him involved more, give him an opportunity. But, we're going to keep playing those three guys. And we have some adjusting to do. We've had some adjusting to do offensively. We're going to have to adjust again. And I'm going to jump on the injuries here. We found out here a couple hours, we lost Anthony Hill for the season. He tore an ACL. So that makes us adjust again with just two tight ends. And so we may have to go in another direction. So, it's kind of been that way all year long offensively, so we'll have to do it again. Joel has a shoulder that's bothering him, but other than that, we came out of the game okay. We didn't know. We didn't know the severity of his injury. We knew he got hurt. He ended up playing. He played like 10, 12 plays in the game. Then they checked him out today, and he did have a tear. I think it's the same one he tore in college, so he's got a long road ahead of him, so we'll get that fixed as quick as possible.
Do you know when he got hurt?
We're not sure. He got hurt on the first play of the game, and he also got nicked on about the fourth or fifth play he was in the game, so we don't know if it happened the first play, but the bottom line, he kept going. He was on the field the last play for us offensively playing.
Are you getting better pressure on the quarterback because of the opponent or because of things you're doing?
Well, first off, we went after him yesterday, John. I mean, Frank called a lot more pressures maybe than we had been calling. They had some problems up front. We were able to get there, but we also got there with just 4-2. So I just think we played better yesterday as a group, and obviously Mario led that charge. I mean, that was Mario's best game in a while. And, when he's doing those type of things, when he's dominating one-on-one, then we all get better. So I think started with him, and it fed throughout the group with some of the calls Frank made.
Is Barwin where y'all expected him to be at this point?
He's made progress, John. I mean, I think we'd like to have maybe more production from a sack standpoint, those type of things. But he's been a productive player. He's gotten better every week. We do a lot of things with him. We ask him to do a lot of things from a scheme standpoint. He's played well for Joe. I think when you look at his rookie season, I think it's been very positive. Can it be better? Yeah, it can always be better. But I think he's headed in the right direction as a pro for a guy who only played 1 year of defensive football in college.
Coach, what was keeping Moats off the field, and is he doing that better, whatever it was, better now?
Ryan ran well. He did some good things. Ryan's struggles are in pass protection, which I've talked to y'all about before. So obviously we try to protect him in some of those things, and then what kept him off the field, bottom line, when he fumbled, I took him off the field. So that's the only thing that kept him off the field the rest of the way. But, we'll continue to work with him. He's got to protect the ball. That game's over right there. It's a big first down. I think we're going to take that game probably down somewhere in the six-minute mark, and, you got to protect the ball in that situation.
You haven't played anybody as bad as Rams, and I know you won't agree with that, but are you worried they haven't won a home game since some early last season? They got a streak going at home. Does this game scare you?
Yeah, they all do, John. I mean, they're obviously a very young football team with a new coach and going through some growing pains, but they've got one of the best backs in the game. I think he's second rushing in this league, and he's even missed some time. They've got a quarterback who's, to me, a lot like Hasselbeck. I mean, he's been very productive in this league. He's been a Pro Bowl player. He can get hot. They've got a lot of young speed, very good on special teams, talking to Joel. So, you know, obviously they're a young group, you know, trying to find their way. But, you know, we got to stay focused on us and playing our ball, John. And if we, you know, if we go out there and play the way we're capable of playing, that's what's most important.
Your punt coverage has been great, especially recently. What's the key to being so good?
I think Matt's kicked pretty darn good. Matt's had a good 5 or 6 week stretch here. You know, he's done a good job. Our gunner play's gotten better. McCain's a young man who's gotten better and better as a player for us this year, not only on special teams, but is doing some good things coverage-wise. You're going to see him play some more football. So, you know, we've had some new faces kind of pitch in there here along the way. Russell played yesterday. He worked as our personal protector, did a good job. But it probably starts with Matt, and I think he's been pretty good.
What were you most proud of yesterday? Can you point to one thing that really made you happy?
You know, I just liked our overall effort. I mean, I think we played very fast. We played very hard for four quarters. Obviously, I keep saying the defense. I think our defense is playing at a big-time level right now in this league. I mean, the progress they've made, they made a jump from 16th to 13th in one day yesterday. But they're playing extremely well. I think they're leading the football team right now with their effort and the way they're going about their business. And but I thought our effort as a football team was very good yesterday.
Gary, obviously you meet and speak with the team all the time, but after the game yesterday, so many players commented about your Saturday meeting with the team and what you said. In your mind, what was different about what you said to the team?
I don't know. John asked me that after the game. I probably talked longer than I normally talk. That's one thing. But just, I think sometimes, you know, when you're going through tough times, obviously, you're focused on the football and you're going through tough times. What's keeping you from winning that game? Why aren't you making that play? My focus that night was really just about the game and how important the game, and I wanted them to know how important it was to me and how important it is to the coaches. So, you know, I went around the room and talked about different guys and how important I thought the next month was to those guys as players. So it was really just, hey, let's remind ourselves while we're here, let's remind ourselves how important you know, what we do on that field is to each and every one of us and in our lives and what we do for a living. And that's all it was about. But we got great effort from everybody yesterday.
Most of the time, even when things aren't going well, same if they are, leadership gets mentioned. Would you agree that your leaders, D'Amico, Mario, Matt, Andre, all played their best games?
No doubt. I just got through meeting with Bob and spent a lot of time with Bob, and that was the first thing that we talked about was how, you know, when you look at the game, you look at the guys that led the way, it was all about the guys that are supposed to lead the way. They all played their best, and when they do that, this football team's got an excellent chance to win. But they all stepped up and did their part yesterday, and everybody else followed.
I remember you saying a couple years ago, Coach, I don't know much about kicking. When your kicker is having struggles, what can you do as a coach to help?
Well, I go to him first. What can I do to help him? You know, what can I do in practice? What can we do as far as setting things up for you in practice? Maybe that's something you're struggling with. So I go to Chris. We've obviously spent a lot more time in the field goal department in practice here in the last 5 or 6 weeks than we ever have. We normally would spend a day on it. Kicking is part of every day now and what we're doing. But, you know, obviously Chris has struggled and has missed some kicks yesterday. He misses the one before the half. The one we get blocked, I mean, there's nothing he can do about that. But, you know, Chris can't get so frustrated. He's got to keep stay focused. And, you know, we need him kicking well for us to be successful. So I know he's going through a tough stretch, but so has the whole football team. So he's got to, you know, he's got to toughen up and move forward just like everybody else. So we need him to come back this week and kick well.
He had 15 tackles for loss, which is unbelievable. What does that say about the game?
Well, we're getting great penetration, John. Frank brought he brought D'Amico a lot yesterday. He brought Cushing a bunch. We were working in their backfield a great deal. We had four chances for four more turnovers with those balls on the ground. Just didn't come our way. But we're playing fast on defense. We're playing a lot of confidence. And, you know, I mentioned, like I think I mentioned a couple times, one of the things going on defensively is other than Eugene, if you take Eugene out of the equation, those guys have all played together all year long. So we've been very fortunate health-wise on defense. They got a lot of reps under the belt, and they feel pretty good about what they're doing right now, and it shows.